And good afternoon. It is Intuitive Soul Radio with your host, Lori Houston. And what is the show today? It is
Travelers.
Seekers and Wanderers. I don't know why I forget that, Tim. Seriously. Why do I keep forgetting the name?
Probably because it's such a mouthful.
Oh, that's it.
you think I come up with something easy, right?
Well, yeah. No, but you know, traveling. I love traveling. Why can't I remember it? Seeking. That's what we've done all our lives.
Have you been traveling lately, Lori?
Oh, that's the problem. That is the problem.
See, do you want to travel?
Subconsciously.
And you have an urge to travel. Do you have an urge to travel?
Oh, Tim, there are so many places I need to go.
Well, there we go.
I guess that's it. Now we know.
Okay, we can go home.
Well,
thanks,
just
people.
Sad. That's just sad in so many ways.
So, yes, it's Traveler, Seekers, and Wandering Ways.
Yay.
Yeah.
With Tim White.
With Tim White. And today we have Jason Fonseca from SpiritSentient.com.
Hey, that's, everyone.
That sounds pretty interesting. Welcome, Tim. Jason.
Well, Tim, too.
And Tim. I know.
And Lori. Welcome, Lori.
Yeah. So, hi, Jason. How you doing?
Hey, I'm fantastic.
Excellent.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, our pleasure. Mm-hmm. Our pleasure. So now, Lori's excited to hear about Spirit Sentient.
Okay.
And so am I, because even though I know a lot about it, there's so much more I don't know. So let's start out with just a little bit of an overview about what Spirit Sentient is.
All right. Well, the 15-second elevator pitch is
we got an hour. You can. Mm-hmm.
We'll start.
We'll start with 15, 1 second at a time. Okay. No, Spirit Sentient is all about transforming and evolving humanity through creativity. So whenever I say that, I'm usually greeted with a whole bunch of questions like, well, what does that really mean?
I'll tell you a little bit about creativity, because this is quite interesting how Jason and I met, because we actually met on Facebook. Jason sent me a note on Facebook. He had been looking at my website. And the things that we do and how we talk and how we get along are just very, very... Well, there's a group, there's a whole group of people that are gathering for this. And Jason just recently helped me with the redesign of my website.
Oh,
and
nice.
A couple of weeks ago, I was at an art gallery opening, and Jason was one of the artists there as well.
Nice.
So he's an artist, a web designer, he's a writer. He's got great stuff on his website, writing as well. So he's written articles, and we'll talk a little bit more of that. And a whole bunch of stuff. Music, he sings, and...
Is there anything you don't do, Jason?
There's a few, but that won't last long.
Okay.
The list grows.
So there we go. So when we talk about art, then we're talking about not just a specific art, we're talking about a great deal of different things. So maybe you can just give us a little bit more insight onto some of the art.
Oh, for sure. Well, I started mainly with visual art when I was little, like a kid. I was just doodling and drawing and whatever. And then I pursued more of a professional art scene. And then I started to realize that everything is art. I mean, when a chef's cooking, it's art. When a janitor's cleaning, it's art. When we're on a radio show interviewing, it's art. And so from that, Spirit Sentient grew. And
so how'd you come up with the name Spirit Sentient?
I don't know. It's a funny question, because it's not this like awesome gripping answer. I brainstormed a whole bunch of words for a domain name to host all my portfolio and my artwork and what have you. And I don't know, I can't even remember the list. I remember Spirit Sentient standing out a lot. And so I went with it, and I didn't know what it meant, and I didn't know why I chose it, and I had no idea what it was going to become or anything. And then I realized I wanted to share my writing as well, so I started putting writing on the site. Then I realized I wanted to share my DJ mixes, and I put those on the site, and I realized I wanted to sing and everything else. So I put it all on the site, and so it became Spirit Sentient. But I don't know, the short answer is I have no idea why I picked that name. It was totally inspired.
Well, no, that's the reason. And that's the thing, because if we're talking about art and we talk about an expression, if art is merely an expression of the spirit, then anything that's created becomes art. And it's through that inspiration. So that inspiration is the exact answer of how this came about. So spirit sentience started off as an inspiration, and all of a sudden you have everything else that flows from there. So let's talk a little bit about specifically your art and what kind of art you actually do.
Okay, well, it's a little different than traditional art. I'm well versed in like all kinds of disciplines. I can paint with acrylics or oils. I can draw with pen or ink or charcoal or graphite or pastel. You know, I can collage or sculpt or what have you. But my current expression of art is mainly digital, and it goes through a process. It starts with a photo shoot of a subject I'm inspired by. So break out the camera, the lighting, or maybe we go on location for a natural shoot. And out of all the shots, one is selected or chosen or settled upon or whatever. And from that, that becomes the basis or the foundation for the piece. And it doesn't always have to be people, but I generally prefer to work with people. I usually work with really beautiful women, or women I find really beautiful. I mean, all women are beautiful. But it could be anything. Animals or landscapes. I've done street corners that are really inspiring to me. Mm-hmm. Queen in Soho. Love that place. But so the picture of the subject gets loaded into Photoshop or any other like digital manipulation program. I prefer Photoshop. And from there, the whole idea is to bring out, highlight, focus on, draw attention to an energy behind that subject, either at the time or my perception of the subject or their perception of themselves or whatever it may be, but something fitting. Hmm. And
so the sentient knowledge of the spirit behind the object in question.
Exactly. Exactly. It's all about bringing out people's spirit. So I've done pieces for, you know, angsty teenagers who love industrial music and metal, and the piece that comes out is dark and gothic and brooding and frightening, and it's very powerful. Or I've done pieces for, you know, women who've been scarred by something, rape or whatever, and the piece that comes out is very vulnerable and sensitive and kind of, you know, closed. But they're all beautiful. And then I've done pieces for, you know, girlfriends or models that are just out in the world shining and so bright and so loving and caring and kind. And what comes out is this, like, I don't know, this beautiful work with like angelic wings and energy flaring all over the place and all kinds of stuff. So these pieces are subjects, people, and then the energy that I feel or see in them is taken and added and shown and displayed for everyone to see. And once that's done, I send it to my friend Ed at arttocanvas.net. I think I should plug him. He's awesome. Really good guy. And he prints the piece onto a big roll of canvas and stretches it onto a stretcher. And he wires it, and then I have it. And from there, if I feel inspired, I'll paint media on top of that. Cool. Or I often give it to my friend Tori Mongrain, who's an awesome artist. She is just unbelievable, like super talented. She just recently signed to a big gallery. And
Jason is quite the man about town here in Toronto.
Yeah, I do get around. I do get around, and I love it.
And it was interesting. The first time that we met, Jason had been walking around and showing some of his works to some galleries and some shops. And we met, and I went through the portfolio that he had. And he actually, the first day we met, he gave me this piece. And it's amazing, absolutely amazing. And it was a self-portrait of Jason, but in three different positions. And it's just the torso with the arms. And the last one is the arms in prayer position. And it's these wonderful colors, and it the purples and all these wonderful colors and this imagery of peace and just this calmness. So I have that in my treatment room. So that forever is something that I was just astounded with. First time meeting somebody and they had this openness of heart to share what they do in such a way. So I was really quite touched by that. And that's kind of the beginning of where everything went with that.
Thanks so much, Jimmy. This is totally my pleasure, really. I love to do things like that. I love it when people appreciate it. Mm-hmm. So, and I'm glad you saw it that way, because it was, you know, a very peaceful piece. Mm-hmm. But I've had other people compare it to like some kind of spiritual Gap jeans ad, because I look like, you know, three arms or six arms or whatever.
It worked for me. I think it's great. And so you have, and you also do exhibits as well. So just a couple of weeks ago, you did an exhibit as well. Queen and Roncesvalles, right? That was it, the Banyan?
Yep.
Is that right?
The Banyan, amazing place. It's named after the Banyan tree, which is where
Buddha.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and merchants went to meet and do good things. And so it's a little boutique, but we transformed it into an art gallery in like half a day. And Tim actually helped with that. He was... Okay, that's awesome. There was a cat.
Yeah. And I know cats don't usually come when you're begging them, but he does.
Wants to be part of the chin wag, part of the interview.
So, and it was actually quite fun at the opening. So it wasn't just the opening where you had your artwork. There were several. It was a cooperative, so there were several artists involved, and then you also did a performance as well.
Yeah, I did. We're really big on community. Spirit Sentient, like, we love community. We love Toronto. We love the city. We love helping everybody here. We love fostering good things and promoting goodwill and really, like, helping people launch their visions, which is a big part of what we do. And so we got artists together at Paul's Boutique at the Banyan, and we got musicians, and we had, you know, DJs and gallery owners and illustrators and all kinds of people, everybody really. And everyone was involved, and it was a really good vibe. Some people helped with food, some people helped with drink, some people helped with art or music. And to give the DJ a break, my friend Adam and I went up and performed, did 11 songs. Nice. And it went really well. I think the most well-received piece was probably TikTok by Kesha. Because it's pretty weird to hear some guy go and cover TikTok.
It was good. So you made all this, and Jason's one of these people, he's always doing something. There's always something going on. And there's always a group around it. I'm wondering on your path, because not everybody is connected as well. And that really comes across in your artwork, and when you speak to people and when you're talking to people. How do you find that your path, what interested you in art? As a child, it was always there. So where did you go from that? Did you seek professional training somewhere?
Well, I got most of my training in school, but probably not how you think. I was a bit of a precocious kid, and I generally had a handle on whatever the teachers were teaching rather quickly. So I was bored to tears. And during class, I would just draw pages and pages and pages. It was more practice than anyone could ever get in art. Like, where most people are like, oh, I wish I had time to take a class or squeeze it in. As a child, I would wake up and 8 to 5 or whatever, 8 to 3:30 or whatever school was, I'd be drawing. And then even at lunch, you know, when I went to play with the kids, all my friends, we'd be sitting around eating lunch, and I'd eat, you know, kind of fast or whatever. Everyone else is still eating, so I'd draw. And I'd draw for them, and I'd draw for everybody else. And then when yearbook time came around, everybody wants to sign your yearbook. And I was also connected, like you said, I was kind of a popular kid. And everyone wanted me to sign their yearbook. What I always decided to do was I'll draw in their yearbook. And I remember being overwhelmed at one point because I'd overcommitted. Like, I was doing full page illustrations. People would save pages for me. They would be like, okay, no one's touched this page. I've made sure no one signed on it, you know. And once I did one of those, they would go show someone else, and they'd be like, oh, we got to get Jay to do that too. And I was starting to get kind of used because, like, you know, people would just, oh, I barely even know you, but I want you to draw this thing right on my book. But pretty much my entire school career was me doing art. So.
And I find that, and it's interesting because oftentimes in our current society, we think that we need to have a piece of paper that says we've been to school, that we've learned certain things. And this is a wonderful case in point where the sentient spirit speaks through us and with us and guides us along the way. And that's a wonderful aspect of your journey, because your journey is different and everybody's journey is different. And I quite appreciate that when we have the ability to share that. And oftentimes we think, and it's interesting because when you started to talk about that, there was a humility there and go, oh, but it's quite wonderful because we have that expression. And when we find that expression, that knowledge that we gain, or that piece of paper that we gain, is merely a way to show the rest of the world, okay, well, we've done something around this that says you're qualified. Now, whether or not we take that with a grain of salt, I think sometimes is interesting. So I find that quite fascinating about your own journey. And Spirit Sentient is not, you have somebody who is your partner in this as well, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, can't not mention Arthur Hung. He's a little co-conspirator. And he's kind of you guys would love him. He's an intuitive soul himself. And maybe we'll get him on next show. Mm-hmm. And he's more into dance, which is cool because although I love dance and it's another art form, I don't focus on it too much. Mm-hmm. So he really shines there. And you yourself, Tim, I believe are rather fond of the dance.
No, not a bit.
But I like what you were saying about the piece of paper, if I can go back to that for a quick second.
Yes, absolutely.
I'm not big on judging anything. I encourage acceptance from everybody. It's a really beautiful thing. And the paper, I mean, good, bad, whatever, it's accepted. And like you said, it's a way to display to everyone else around that you've done something in this area. And it's one way to display things. Mm-hmm. It's not the only way.
That's right.
And it helps a lot of people. It's good for a lot of people. Some people really connect with that, and it really makes their life better. Some people will be like, that piece of paper changed my life. Mm-hmm. No problem. But now, throughout all school and all my life, I've been drawing tons of pieces of paper that show I've done stuff in this area. So you got one, and I have like 500 million. So whatever works for you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it's interesting because you also, now we're talking about the art, but the other art expression that you have is writing. And you've written as well. We were just talking before the program started, and you're doing some reviews. Can you tell us a little bit about that, the reviews that you were doing, and how
the blog reviews?
Yeah.
The website reviews?
Yeah.
Oh, certainly.
And where that happened, and then we'll lead into some of the writings that you're doing for Spirit Sentient.
Definitely. And I wrote a ton as a child, too. When I got bored of drawing, I would just write in a book. But now I'm writing on Spirit Sentient, and we're actually about to launch a book. It's had really good feedback. So that's my latest writing, and I'm really psyched about that.
And the name of the book is?
It's called Idealution and Thoughtsperity. It's a combination of the words ideas, evolution, thoughts, and prosperity.
Nice.
And yeah, that's usually the reaction. It's like a little sigh of relief and nice. I think just reading the title helps people.
So what's in this book? So thoughts, ideas, what can people expect from this?
Well, I've found, like, through experience and the feedback I get, that the city today is kind of overwhelmed, rushed, burdened, and stagnating. Like, they have very little creative change or solutions arising in their life. You know, they're most excited if they can, like, hit a Leafs game on the weekend or something. Like, somehow that's you know, that's the scope of the vision. It's like, I work all day, and maybe I can squeeze in some fun later. And that's really awesome for people, which again, I don't judge, but I see better for the entire city. And part of that is expanding people's vision. And to do that, you need an injection of something. Mm-hmm. Something has to change. Some kind of, and some people get shocks to the system, like that can really open your mind. You have a stroke or some kind of, you know, harsh relationship breakup or whatever. You start to think different things, like, hey man, I don't know, maybe I need to, whatever. Or someone, you have to move all of a sudden. But these are not my preferred way for people to grow. Like, I don't wish that on everybody. You know what I mean? That's right. Some kind of harsh experiences. If you could grow through reading a book, might be a better way to go. Mm-hmm. At least seems to, like that to me.
Yeah, to open your perspective, to make the learning process and the ability to open up and understand and accept the things that are around you.
Beautiful. Like, yeah, a new perspective is what it's all about. And so the book is broken up into chapters of major life topics that people find, you know, generally priority or key in their lives: health, sexuality, money, education, life, death, children. Like, these are, mm-hmm. you know, purpose. And so each chapter takes 2 to 6 thinkers from our current generation who are pushing the edges and like leading the way with new thought and new patterns and new trends. And their life's work is dedicated to very new, cool, amazing, expansive ideas. And these are ideas that you might come across once in a conversation in 10 years with a friend, like, oh, I heard about this one guy, it was really cool, and that's it. These are all like served to everybody on a platter. And there's a summary of the author of the idea or whatever. Mm-hmm. And we're big on, we don't believe people can own ideas or there's anyone who, you know, the idea belongs to, but I've chosen people who've, it's been at the forefront of their life's work and it's, mm-hmm. they're passionate about it. So I associate mm-hmm. them with the idea.
So it's taking quotes or specific, a quote from them, talking about the quote from a specific person. Is that?
It gives a brief bio on mm-hmm. the person. Right. And then it summarizes all the like salient points.
Okay, what their path is.
And after that, it offers like a spirit sentient perspective, like how you might be able to apply this massive idea in your own life. Because it's a lot to take in. It's like, wow.
So you have a. So what you're doing is you're taking a general idea, the work and the ideas of major people that are around here. So we have an example of Osho. So we take somebody like Osho, even though he's not with us in physical reality, still there. But we take an idea from Osho. So you have, okay, here's a guru who is talking about acceptance. It's much more tantric, a tantra in his aspect of yoga discipline. So you talk about his life work, then you give a summary, and then the spirit sentient addition to that is how you can integrate that into your life and giving you examples of how to integrate that in your life.
Exactly. We take ideas from all kinds of people. David Wolf's raw foodism is a okay. big one.
Right, yeah.
There's a lot of interesting things you can do with that. David Data's non-dual sexuality. Very interesting. It's like, it'll change the way you think about sex. I don't know, Osho on ego mm-hmm. or birth or death. Steve Pavlina, all these people have amazing ideas. And just reading about the ideas expands That's your mind.
Well, and it gives you the, it gave you the inspiration to create this and then to put what your ideas and how you see that working within your own world and how you think that can help other people because it's based on your experience.
It yeah. inspired me and it can inspire others for sure. The few people we've had read it so far, like, proofread and edit mm-hmm. and beta test are you know stunned and overwhelmed. They're like, this is incredible, it's changed my whole perspective mm-hmm. on life. And when you have a new idea, new neurons fire, new cells do different things, new neural pathways are set up, and you start to behave differently. So we call them seed thoughts. And most people go through their life with no one really consciously, purposefully, intentionally offering them seed thoughts. They don't. It's like, you might hear a seed thought and be like, oh, that's good.
Well, our seed thoughts, you know, the things that we often consider them platitudes, and they become very empty because they've been said so often. You'll always find every cloud has a silver lining. Now, a lot of people, when they hear that, you know, if they're depressed or they're frustrated, what they want to do is just smack you upside the head and say, and leave me alone. So those are kind of seed ideas, but we've gotten to the point in our society, and there's a wonderful word in yoga called bija, which I love as a seed because it's a seed of a sound. And it's really nice because it grows and that sound grows. So when you have that seed of thought, you can give a further explanation of it, where I think over time some of these sayings, old wives' sayings or platitudes that, you know, people call them, we've forgotten what they actually mean and what their intent is and what everything behind them is. So it's nice to have somebody who's taking that kind of idea and bringing that forward and saying, here's another way to look at this, is offering that perspective. So that's quite nice, quite lovely. And what's the name of the book again?
Idealution and Thoughtsperity. And you can get it at spiritsension.com.
Okay.
Launching this month.
So that's great. So now you've also done, and I found this quite interesting. Jason met me at the house today, and we were on Toronto.com, and he said, oh, Toronto.com. So can you finish that story? I thought that was really neat. I thought that was neat and how that worked.
Yeah, totally. That ties back in again to how much I love the city and how connected and I get around.
Mm-hmm.
And it's because I was on the front page of Toronto.com last year, and Tim asked me how, like, what was I there for? And it wasn't for Spirit Sension exactly, but there's a website called Arphase, which is really cool. I haven't checked it out in a while. I've taken a break. But if you need to find a cool place to do anything in the city, Arphase.com is awesome. It's a whole bunch of places that are reviewed by people who, they're like, this is my favorite place. And they write about it and maybe share a picture. And there's a whole bunch of reviews. And then there's some people who say, like, oh, I didn't really have that good experience there or whatever. But you get a very democratic, open mm-hmm. view of things. And so when they were just starting out, I actually I went down to offer some help to them, some assistance. And we had a meeting and they asked for ideas and whatnot. And the reason they invited me down is because I was so active on the site. I love Toronto, as I've said, and I love all the places there, and I keep telling people about them. So I'm like, this shop, this coffee place, this tea shop, you know.
So you were writing reviews for
Artfaves.com. Yeah, I was one of their most active members.
Okay.
And then they invited me to go down and talk with them. And so that was good. And I went back even more inspired. I was happy to meet these people and I love what they're doing. And it's such a great idea for the city. Like, what a great idea. And so I went back and I kicked it up a notch and I put lots of energy into it. And it's like volunteer. Like there's nothing like really clear coming from it, but I was happy to do it. And as I became the top contributor, they made a deal with Toronto.com to promote whoever's the top contributor on the homepage of Toronto.com. And that turned out to be me. And so it was really cool to see it on your computer when I walked in today.
Yes. Yeah. Well, Toronto.com is my homepage. So that's really interesting because you've taken, and this is not the only thing that you've written. Now, let's talk about some of the things that you write, particularly for your blogs for Spirit Sentient. And okay. Let's talk about some of the articles that you've written and some of the things, some of the subject matter that you talk about.
Well, for sure. You were asking about the latest one where I reviewed different blogs mm-hmm. around the web. I'll touch on that briefly. And it was just like a tribute or like a heads up to other spiritual blogs around the web. It's kind of an interesting scene, like Intuitive Soul, I think gets it, the Serene Way gets it. Like, it's people are consciously and intentionally like growing spiritually, and it's beautiful and amazing. It's also, I've found in the past, it's never really been too at home with technology. There's a large spiritual community, but they've always seemed distant and disconnected from the technology that we've evolved so massively through, like, as humanity. I love that Intuitive Soul is an online radio station, like Lorian, that you have all this setup here. Like, this is fantastic. I think it's a great step for the whole community.
Thank you.
Same with the Serene Way, Tim. Like, you know, you're putting out videos and video newsletters and online mantras and a website, and it's really kicking it up. And there are other sites too. Everyone's coming along. Everyone's following suit. It's good. Like, lead the way, show people, and so they are. And still, I feel like there's a lot of like spiritual blogs that don't get enough attention. They don't get any props or promotion or whatever. And so I was happy to write about them. Mm-hmm. So I reviewed them all, and that was just a quick thing. And you were on there.
So now we'll do one for Laurie. So that's the kind
I'd
of thing.
To.
So Spirit Sentient is it's not just your work. You highlight what's happening in the city. You're highlighting some of the sites with this recent blog that you're talking about. You know, you're reviewing some spiritual development or personal growth or opening heart, as we can say. You know, it's Laurie starting her Master Heart meditations as well. So everybody is moving in those directions. And what you do is, with your connections, you're bringing all of this together to show people that there's more than just me. It's moving beyond just your individual expression of art and your writing, but you're writing about things. It's the subject matter. It's the spirit. It's the knowing, the sentient behind everything that you're doing. So that's really kind of cool. So that's one article that you've recently, so reviews. So you have reviews of different websites.
Yeah.
So what else have you been writing recently?
We talk a lot about media and culture and celebrities, because again, I've found in my experience that this large community of intuitive souls and spiritual people are not only disconnected from technology a little bit, I also see that there's a lot of room for growth in how they deal with pop culture. It's often frowned upon from some people I talk to. And then, you know, here we are on a radio show. And it's like there's entertainers that like live their whole life passionately trying to get on radio shows. It's like, you know, there's something to see here. There's something to connect with. And these people, celebrities generally have amazing things to say. Amazing things to say. Beautiful spiritual wisdom that they might not know how to articulate so consciously. They might just come out. And that's why they get so many fans and so much success and so much support from life. They get support from life for what they're doing because they're providing massive value and they're helping tons of people. And the words and the lyrics in their songs or in their movies or like the scenes really touch people. They say just the right thing. Or you watch The Matrix and it like really opens your mind and you're like, oh man, is it a dream? Am I awake? How am I living, kind of thing. People start to think. And that's huge value. And I see all these people and I see all the spiritual sides of them, and it's beautiful. And I love to share about that. And if I can open anybody's eyes or hearts to that, mm-hmm. then I do.
Sounds like a show, Jason. I think we should be talking about doing some sort of a connection where you can create some
more connections.
More, yes.
Lori, I'm all about it.
It's creating that web of life.
I feel like kind of a flamboyant personality. Like I love, I do a show on air, meet everybody, socialize, connect, talk. Mm. Love it.
I can tell.
So, and I guess one more interesting topic that we write about on Spirit Sentient, besides the technology and the celebrities, is sex.
So that's always a favorite topic.
Yeah, mine too.
I think everybody.
Oh, right.
Everybody. Yes,
yeah. It's not very many women, though, that it's a favorite topic for.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, now. Oh.
Seriously?
Oh, my.
That's all they talk
different,
about.
I know different women.
You do?
Well, I don't know. We can talk about it now. Laura, you're pretty attractive. We can talk about it later. Are you blushing?
Thanks.
Yeah,
she is.
Her cheeks are red.
Oh, that's sweet.
Felt that one.
and that's it's an interesting topic because it's either we're not getting none, or you know, we're searching for it, or we don't know how to do it, or we're disconnected from it, or you know, all of those different things. There's many.
See, that's not a problem a woman ever has.
Being disconnected?
No, I can't get it. Because, you know, if a woman wants it.
Well, yeah, okay.
Well, I just offered, but I don't know. You didn't take me up on it, so I don't know.
Okay, I'm leaving now. Bye, everybody.
Oh, Tim, you can participate, man. I'm sure we can. figure it out. But no, you got a point. Like, everyone has different issues. I mean,
we are so sexually repressed as a society, and I think that's probably one of our biggest problems.
Mm-hmm.
I believe.
Oh, totally.
If we were more, I mean, we're touch deprived, we're sexually deprived. It's, and every way impacts everything about us.
Mm-hmm.
And if we weren't, if we could fully be, you know, the God and goddess that we are, expressing ourselves in that way.
Right.
I don't think we'd have war. I mean...
There wouldn't be time for it.
Well said, Kim. Well said. You got her good.
Well, I can't take all of your time.
Well, no, but all of your spare time.
Such a man. I appreciate that.
I'm not getting any right now.
It doesn't change even when you're getting some.
I have wonderful friends.
Wow.
Well, we're so glad this is right here.
We just blew the top off of that one, didn't we? Oh, my. So there we go. So now we're rocking and rolling. But yes, I agree. And I think we all agree. Everybody in this room agrees that we're disconnected from our bodies.
Well,
even though we have a body, well, for most of us, except in this room. But that disconnect from our sexuality, our sensuality, and deprived of touch, I thought that was eloquently said. That's really nice, deprived of touch. Because we don't touch. We're afraid of it for some reason.
Yeah. You touch a man and he's automatically hard. I mean, it's like, okay, seriously.
Tim, give me your hand.
Careful.
Maybe longer.
I got nothing.
But not all the time. I'm a big hugger. I like, that's, and you know, people get prepared when they come to hug me. And, you know, they have lunch beforehand because they know they're not getting away. But that's connecting to the touch. So this is another subject that Jason is starting to write about. Now, this is something new that you're just starting as well, writing about sexuality and things like that, or do you have several articles?
Well,
back to you.
I've always been really passionate about it. And I've had millions of discussions about it, and I've always had, like, you know, words to offer. And Spirit Sentient grows all the time. And we're not really about limits or anything taboo. There's something to be said for, you know, targeting your audience and offering people what they want to talk about and what they value or whatever. But like Lori said, I think this is on everybody's minds anyways. So whether they're going to admit it or not, it's definitely on the list.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's become more of a focus lately, like more and more. On Valentine's Day, or 2 days before Valentine's Day, we posted a massive article called Love and Sex, the Magnum Opus. And I don't know how many words it was and how many links it had. We must have linked to 50 different ideas and sites. Nice. And not just like a huge list of like, oh, this is like one liner. I'm talking like we review them heavily and talk about what's going on, put a nice picture, show a link, and send people on their way. And it went from everything from like spiritual domination and submission to natural body control, like orgasm control or menstruation control, which are ideas that nobody talks about. When's the last time you can think of you or a friend who mentioned any of those things?
Well, just the other day.
Okay, well, I'm glad we met.
Actually, it was for me because I was actually telling somebody. You know,
oh, man.
I was younger.
We need you to have more control, honey.
Yes, yeah, exactly. Yes, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Seriously, oh, no. What's this?
I think it's wonderful.
All right,
more control.
I stand corrected. Clearly, I'm in a room of.
Well, what you're saying, you know, about the wars and stuff. If you have more control, you know, you last longer. You don't have any more time for war.
Wow. So glad I mentioned this article.
So, wow. So let's keep going on that. So you have, sorry.
And I actually read David, one of David DeVilda's books.
Data.
So, yes.
Yes.
and he's amazing.
You liked it?
I did. And I mean, I've done a lot of research on Tantra and,
excellent,
spiritual sexuality. So, yeah, I mean, there's some really interesting concepts out there. And, mm-hmm, you know, it's really unfortunate because I did an interview with somebody who's quite well known in the community who, you know, he believes that there's some really nasty stuff going around with Tantra. And there is. I mean, there is.
Mm-hmm.
But he's, you know, tried to say that he doesn't see that there's anything
beneficial
or positive with Tantra. It's like, I think he's just done a little bit too much of some specific things that allowed him to see really, really, really dark.
Yes, but the Orthodox Brahmins still have, there's still some issue with Tantra in the Orthodox Brahmins. Is that not correct?
Well,
In the left-hand Tantra, you know, they're right, looking, but I mean, even
the
though...
The problem was is that once it became Westernized, it really became Westernized.
Yes, so yeah. I call it the...
It really became...
The McDonald's of sex.
Right. Well, they tried to make it a little bit higher than McDonald's of sex. They were trying to make it, you know, but yeah, I mean, it became all about sex. It was the spiritual aspect of it kind of, it's there, but it's not... There,
right.
It's
yes.
There, but it should be the forefront.
It should be the intention behind it,
yeah,
rather than the secondary thought behind it. So that's interesting.
Taoism, of course, is there's like two different thoughts. Taoism believes that you can heal yourself through sex, and Tantra believes you can reach enlightenment. I'm all for the enlightenment one because I think that's, you know, what better way?
Yeah, exactly. Seriously, what better way than it? Yay!
Well said.
There we go. So we're moving forward on that. But yes, it's absolutely. So here we go. We have somebody who's now moving that forward and who's writing articles about it. And so a little bit more about that article. So some of the other things that you've talked about and where that's going.
Yeah, no, that's... we're doing it in a big way. Like... oh, sorry, Tim.
Sorry.
Okay. I got two anyway. Knocking things over. So, yeah, that article got a huge spike in traffic, and and was really well received. We get people coming from like just Craigslist, random people who are like, "Oh, wow, you know, I love what you're writing," and I that really opened my mind. One of the links in that article was something called A Beautiful Cervix, or The Beautiful Cervix Project. And it was a website where women would take pictures of their cervix over a certain period of time. And, you know, some young women, or some older, some pregnant, some not. And it was really enlightening. Like, it was really getting people in tune with what was going on. Like, it's kind of... never talked about, never mentioned. Even like women don't really discuss it with each other that much. Like it's...
No, that we don't. No.
You looked at me for... You had to check with...
I can't answer that one.
I'm sorry, that one, no. I can't say that ever comes up much.
Oh, see, I kind of feel like I really know women, so I never ask for verification. But
I just know different women.
But anyway,
you know women that talk about their cervix?
I know women who talk about a lot of things that most people don't talk about.
Okay.
Absolutely.
More power to you, Tim.
Yes. Yeah. Well, with me, maybe,
right.
Maybe.
No, I'm trying to encourage it. People talk about it with me too, after they read the article. Then they feel safe.
Yeah, exactly.
That week, when we posted it, I had three discussions, like three conversations with women about their cervix. And I'm like, wow, this is something else. This is growth. This is something new. This is variety. This is, I don't know. I'm sure some people find it controversial. It's graphic or whatever, but...
But it's opening up those channels of communication so that we connect with our bodies, with that touch, with that sensation, with everything that we are. That, you know, a lot of times on a spiritual journey, that aspect of ourselves is really buried underneath a really heavy carpet.
Well, I think it's because the focus... a lot in spirituality has been, you know, from the third eye up. If you're really lucky, maybe from the heart up. Mm-hmm. But it's because they're so not in their body. And, you know, I think that's where enlightenment gets this really bizarre perception that it's somewhere out there, or like people don't even... Personally, I'm not even sure what enlightenment is anymore. Mm-mm. But honestly, I believe it has more to do with full body presence and being, you know, there in the moment fully, always. That's it. I mean, we make it some, you know, even, I mean, it's hard because we, you know, our mind likes to and take us into the past and take us into the future. But yeah.
And if everything is from the third eye up, then it can be just a mind thing. It can be a whole mind pluck. Mm-hmm. And that's the way it is. It becomes something that's pluck. And and so that's the whole thing. So what we see here is that we have somebody who's making an effort, making a step forward to bring this to a greater consciousness. So
totally. Thank you so much. It's good to hear, you know, people supporting it or feeling good about it. I'm glad we all are in agreement. It's wonderful. Sex can be a pretty controversial topic sometimes. So can spirituality.
Yes.
And when you put the two of them together, let's watch some fireworks.
Pretty much.
Actually, that one is literally.
Amen to that. You know what I'm doing after this interview. No, having lunch. What?
Yeah, exactly. Yes. Yeah.
But
yeah, I'm moving.
Aw, poor Lord.
Do you want a hand? I'm really good at that. And the red cheeks have returned. I think it's spread.
Hey, there we go. Woo!
All right, I'm going to give these two a breather, and I'll just move forward.
There you go.
Well, it's not just me spreading that kind of message. There are, you know, like David Data we talked about.
Right, yes, yeah.
Stubbs, Ray Stubbs is also promoting that. Michael. There's a woman named Nicole who runs onetaste.com. And she preaches a philosophy of slow sex, which is all about being in the moment, like you were talking about, really appreciating full body presence, the moment. And
Michael Murdad?
Yeah.
Michael Murdad is another one.
Same.
I just came across him the other day, and that's really? More...
I did an interview with...
That's right, yes, right, yeah.
With him, yeah.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah.
I think he has a...
I have a book, too.
Yeah. I might want to borrow that. Maybe after you.
All right. Maybe. Well, I've had it for a long time, so you can borrow it.
Okay. Thank you, Laura. Sorry, Jason.
Yeah, and you want my data. No, by all means. This is good stuff.
So that's interesting, because, I mean, that's the whole thing. Jason is about sharing. He's about community, and it's about bringing people together. And I see that a lot, because he's always on the go, and there's always a bunch of people around. We were at another event that we went to was a green event down in the Distillery District.
And yeah, they have About bottles Face down Collective. There.
Go ahead, what was that one?
The About Face Collective. They're an eco-village collective. And how was your experience there?
Oh, it was awesome. It was great. Again, there was an art exhibit, so Jason was part of the exhibit there and was showing his work. They had the fashion show that was all eco-friendly or reused materials. Phenomenal stuff. It was great. Fabulous time. So there's always things that are on the go. So I mean, if you're looking for things to do in the city, I'm sure.
Oh, I got some words for you.
Yeah, exactly.
No, there was Kimberly Carroll was the host. Kimberly Carroll is a pretty well-known TV personality, Toronto TV personality. But what's really interesting is she's also a life coach, intuitive coach, under the name The Divine Redhead, and she's smoking hot chick. And like, she really is a divine redhead, and she shows it, you know what I mean? And so she was hosting it, and just her presence there was wonderful. Adam Giambroni was also there, representing like political aspects of Toronto, like supporting the eco village and whatnot. All the fashion designers were there, all the artists were there. It was like more community in it. Mm-hmm. It was just fantastic.
Yeah, and that's what I appreciate is very much you have your own expression, you know, your own artwork, which I really enjoy. There's always, whenever I go somewhere and Jason's work is up, there's always one piece I go, I like that one. I like that one. So that's really neat. Go ahead. I see you.
Yeah, that reminded me, man. I forgot to tell you about the sex piece. To combine art, technology, spirituality, and sex all at once.
Ooh, okay.
And that's what it did.
How?
It was a piece I made, and it was a tribute to Brian Arcand's song. He's a Toronto musician, and he had a song called This Time Around. Track 10 on his first album. Anyways, I was trying to remember like some more details for you, but it was called This Time Around, and it was like a tribute to a lover. And one of the lines was electric, blessed, and blown. And it really caught me. I was like, what a good line. Like those words put together are fantastic. And am I losing you guys?
No, go ahead. Keep talking. Keep going. Talk about electric,
blessed, and blown. And so I sourced out a whole, like, a massive amount of images, and I collaged them all together to make an art piece.
Okay.
And they were a backdrop, like legs and arms and mouths and ears and noses and eyes and and everything. And over top of that were two people embracing as a silhouette. And from them, emanating from the center, was these huge pulses of energy. It looked like a Star Trek energy burst or something, you know?
Yes, yeah. Because, I mean, we have that capability, and you're very much about integrating computer or technology into your work. And I think that's I think it's the way that a lot of us have to move, no matter what we're doing, is into that, because there's such a facility to access all of this information and what you're doing. So this piece of art is just, you know, so you've taken something from another artist, a specific line, and you're creating this collage, and you have your, you know, your starburst.
It does integrate everything, and I'm glad you mentioned that, because that's a really hot, kind of controversial topic right now. With all of the progress of technology, everything is copyable, everything's duplicatable, everything's digital. Mm-hmm. And I've had people propose to me that my art has very little soul, very little spirituality in it. And I find it funny because they often don't know me or what I do or anything. They see the art aspect, like, oh, I'm at an art show, this is an artist. Okay. They don't know I run Spirit Sentient or anything like that. And they suggest to me that my art is not spiritual. And which is fine. They're totally welcome to their view. But it's fun. Their basis for this is, oh, it uses technology. It's not spiritual. And I think it speaks more about their own personal disconnect with technology and how they don't feel comfortable with it, and they don't feel like there's soul in it, and they feel like if we do it this way, then it's not worthwhile in life. And it's like, you know, interesting.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, Intuitive Soul Radio is a perfect example of that. You know, you've gone from something that is traditionally broadcast via, you know, AM or FM, and into integrating that into the technology that's available and opening up that base. So we have people that are actually on the spiritual path that are opening up that and allowing this opportunity for people like you, Jason, and for people like me to have this show to come up, and you, well, yes, and but you're the facilitator.
You're offering us the opportunity.
Yeah, exactly. So you're offering us this opportunity to be able to speak about these things, to put that out there, to have it in technology. I mean, we have this idea of all of this money out there in the world, but it's out there just in that space somewhere that's unknown. And yet we have something that is in that space that is very real, like this interview and what Lori does with all of her interviews and the work that she does, that it's integrating all of this together. So I applaud people who do that, because I think we're moving beyond the printed text because we want to save trees. why not use the internet? You don't have to print it. So kudos to you, Jason, for bringing that together.
Thank you. I'm all about integration, but I also think we, you know, obviously after all that, I think we have to thank Lori for what she's doing. And, you know, I'm more attracted to you now than I was previously. Well
red
done.
Well, what's that divine redhead, right?
Right, right.
There you go.
Sad.
No, I think we need to.
I can't believe it's gone.
I think we need to connect you two and maybe get a community of divine redheads.
Oh, that's it.
I have an aunt who goes right with you guys.
You know, I'm not averse to a group of them.
So. Nice. Yes.
And see, what did we say earlier? It's on everybody's mind.
Well, you know, I
don't hide it.
No, you don't. But I think it is really good to create the community. And I think, you know, even though I know very aware of networking and getting out there, you know, as a spiritual person, I often am here. So I know that I do need to get out more. Mm-hmm. And that's a thing that we all sort of need,
mm-hmm.
because we do, you know, if you are self-employed or if you, you know, in this field, we often, you know, our life is on my BlackBerry and my computer.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I know that it's about networking and getting out there and getting more people. Because, I mean, I love what I do, right? There's nothing more that I would want to do.
Mm-hmm.
But not enough people know about it yet.
Mm-hmm.
And that type of community building and the different ways, and, you know, technology is the way. I mean, you know.
Well, everybody's there.
No, I mean, even there, like, you know, I'm pretty much maxed out on my Facebook,
mm-hmm.
but you know, I don't know that it does anything. I'm probably not using it the way it's meant, that it can be used to the max.
But it's creating, and it doesn't happen all the time. I met two people through Facebook. And Jason was one of them, and they've been wonderful. However, the number of contacts I have and the ratio doesn't really make a difference because we're bringing that people in. So just that one person, that's two people that are with me, and we're helping each other. And Lori, I've known for years now. We were just talking about that now, going, wow, that is a long time. So it all works really well. So Jason, you know, and Jason is the person that can help us move out and get ourselves out into connecting face to face.
I know a little bit about that.
So there. So that's.
And for that, you know, we could talk about getting a show.
There you go.
But there's all kinds of, like, you can tag team it. Like, I love my BlackBerry and computer, and I do live on my BlackBerry and computer, and yet somehow I'm also out doing all kinds of things in the community. So it's possible. It's totally doable. There's just a way to, you know,
balance it,
align yourself and set things up properly and set a system up for yourself. And
mm-hmm.
and I also find that the spiritual community can benefit massively from understanding how to set up systems.
Mm-hmm.
Usually it's very intuitive. They're very artsy. I'm very artsy and intuitive. Somehow I'm also blessed with like a technical logical side, and I love systems. And when you set up a system,
mm-hmm.
I look at a system, as I said before, everything's art. And so I look at a system as art.
Pattern.
Yeah. It's and if pattern. You don't see a system as art, if you see it as some kind of burden or business or, oh my goodness, or computers or technology, if you don't see it as art, if you're not seeing it as art, it holds you back. But if you see it as art, you're like, I can create a beautiful system that will just take care of itself and that will automatically get word out about people. And of course I'll connect with people and communicate with people. And oh, I have other, my Twitter fans are sending people to my Facebook who are sending people to me personally because they're in my neighborhood. Like, that is beautiful to me. So, yeah, we'll talk about that.
Okay.
There's nothing wrong with that. It's good. I love to help people and encourage them to do the same.
Well, he does, and he's helped me a lot. So.
Oh, dude, we got more in store. Tim White at the Serene Way.
Well, there we go. Our hour is up.
Well, yeah.
Time flies by.
So, Jason, awesome.
Just talking about sex.
Yeah, I know.
Sex, yeah.
Seriously, that is it, man. That's a magic topic.
Mm-hmm.
That right there absolutely will generate traffic and connect you with people. Everyone wants to talk about that. Talk about it all day.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate the opportunity. You're both wonderful people, and I feel like you really brought out the best in me. So
great.
He's always there. And that was Jason of Spirit Sentient. You can find him at www.spiritsentient.com. And next month, I have Stelio, hopefully, from Metro Movement, a dance studio here in Toronto. And actually, he's performing his band. That's why he wasn't here this month. He has a band, and they just did a new CD. So he's been editing his music for the launch of the new CD, which is on Saturday night at Metro Movement, which is Broadview and Danforth.
Do you have any art shows or anything happening coming up?
Oh, my God. Well, just the book launch.
The book launch. Right. Okay.
And that's this May.
Yeah, end of May.
End of May.
Idealution and Thoughtsperity.
Let's look for that the end of May on Spirit Sentient.
Awesome. All right.
Ciao, baby.
Thanks.